A full reopening with restrictions is the new normal, says Varadkar, but nighttime industry attacks chaotic guidelines. That's a headline on the front of the Irish Daily Mail, which, in common with all of today's papers in the Republic, leads with yesterday's announcement regarding which restrictions will be lifted and which will stay in place. The confusion surrounding how the reopening of nightclubs and other hospitality venues will work with restrictions in place dominates much of this morning's coverage. The Irish Daily Star and Irish Sun opt for the light-hearted headline, copper face masks and party on, with both papers report on the confusion which has been caused by the new rules. The Star observes how people can dance in nightclubs but not in pubs, while the Sun draws attention to the fact that the government gave the okay to mask-free dancing in clubs yet banned queuing at the bar for a drink. Under the headline, Nights of Chaos Ahead, the lead story in the Irish Examiner quotes Cork pub owner Ger Kiley describing the government's decision that all gigs in pubs must be seated as nonsensical. He says that the measure will halve the capacity at gigs in his venues, many of which have already been sold at full capacity. The decision, meanwhile, that sports fans will be allowed to fill stadiums generates the lead headline in the Irish Daily Mirror. The Irish Independent is more considered in its response to yesterday's announcement. Long winter of COVID rules despite our new freedoms is the headline on its front page, while the lead editorial inside today's paper urges everyone to comply with the new measures, recognising how our health officials and political leaders do not glory in these sanctions but have chosen them as the best possible route forward. For its lead story, meanwhile, the Irish Times details how the rollout of booster vaccines to the over 60s is due to start in November. Elsewhere on the front pages for its lead story, the Irish News reports that former RUC officer Brian Coulter, who was found dead at a house in Maher Felt in County Derry on Monday, had been convicted of the sectarian abuse of his neighbours 5 years ago. A man was later arrested in connection with his murder. Another killing, that of 23-year-old Jake Bailey Sloan, who died in hospital on Monday after being assaulted in Portadown in County Armagh on Sunday, is covered on the front of today's Belfast Telegraph. Police officers have arrested a man in his 20s and are treating the incident as a murder investigation. The Independent gives front page coverage this morning to a study conducted by UCC's School of Medicine, which is also carried inside today's Examiner, which found that an unacceptably high number of inter-county hurlers suspected of having sustained concussion during a game are allowed to resume play without adequate assessment. And finally, The Times and Independent both run with pictures on their front pages this morning of 18-year-old Emma Slevin from Galway, the first Irish gymnast to qualify for the all-around finals of the World Gymnastics Championship. She's pictured in action in Japan yesterday in both papers, and in each of those images, Emma is airborne.